Do you think the millennials are like a lost generation?
People say that. I'm not so sure. I kind of think that the Zoomers are going to have it worse in the labor market, but I think millennials are the last generation that fell for the humanities higher education meme, essentially.
Our
generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were talking before about the Kamala campaign, not very compelling. Historic donations on behalf of Elon Musk that really bolstered Trump's electoral turnout.
He did the podcast circuit.
He did the podcast circuit.
Really
got
to give this one up to the podcasters, yeah. Too.
As people in the podcast business, the Aiden Rosses, Theo Vaughn, Logan Paul, Joe Rogan, I think there's a handful of people that were thanked on stage by the campaign, right, for their influence. How influential do you feel these people are in turning out voters and turning out the electorate?
I mean, I can't really speak to the electorate, but I think they have a tremendous amount of public influence, especially as people have less and less trust in like legacy media institutions.
Right.
Going on Rogan is like 1,000 times strategically better than getting like a New York Times endorsement.
And maybe more people see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have benefited the Kamala campaign to go on Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she could have won, but it would have, if she could have just talked normally and been, you know, if people had a sense that the Democrat option was more as human as Trump felt. And then the assassination attempt, of course.
Certainly contributed to, a lot of the mythos.
Yeah.
I mean, I largely agree with that, that I think that Kamala maybe is like uniquely the candidate that would not do well in a live, unscripted, 3-hour conversation. I feel like an appearance on Rogan would have helped her in some capacity, but I don't think it would have tipped the balance.
No, but it would have helped her. A little media
couldn't
training.
Couldn't have hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean in contrast, whatever she did, like Call Me Daddy got, I think, 800,000 views, whereas the Rogan Trump episode got 50 million.
She just wasn't, no one elected her.
That's true.
You know, she was the vice president and it took Biden way too long to bow out. And so they weren't able to have an actual democratic process to elect a presidential nominee. And then she was kind of like appointed. And
right.
I think that isn't how things work. I'm pretty sure. And I think that didn't really sit right with me and probably other people too.
Yeah. You think a lot of people speculate that if there had been a democratic process for the DNC primary, we might have gotten like a Gavin Newsom or someone like that. Do you think they would have fared better against Trump?
Maybe a little, but I don't think the Dems really have anyone. And at this point, like, I think there's just such massive distrust of them. You know, Kamala had a lot of Hollywood backing, and all of her little campaign videos are really well produced. You know, her like taking the phone call from Barack Obama, and it was all very like glossy, but that's like missed the mark.
Mm-hmm. It's rather historic because a Republican won the popular vote, which is, very rarely happened. I don't think that's happened within our lifetimes. And the Democratic Party reports or claims to represent all of these constituencies with which they seem to be losing votes basically year after year, election after election.
Yeah, basically every demographic besides boomers shifted towards Trump,
right.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, how does one explain the delta of the rhetoric that we hear versus the actual results?
The rhetoric of the Dems claiming to stand for, like, the working class?
Well, they claim to stand for the working class, for young people, for people of color. Like, I mean, basically any demographic, any group, no matter how you slice it, like, they are just losing the vote share, basically except for boomers at this point.
I mean, they were also the incumbent party, with Kamala herself having a position in the Biden administration.
Right.
So it was hard to believe her when she was